Introducing Venture X, Capital One's new travel card for people always asking,
where next?
You earn 10x miles on hotels and rental cars, and 5x miles on flights booked through Capital One Travel, and 2x miles on everything else you buy with Venture X. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges. The Venture X card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All righty, we're back at 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. We're still 5,535 short. We've got less than 1 hour to raise that, folks. That's about $100 a minute. That we have to raise. And so, all right, the phone lines are open. Give us a call. What did you have there, Joe?
I was just thinking of in Scripture, Jesus had said, of course, in John 14, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. And it made me think of John 16, verse 13, because what we do on this program is bring out the truth, even if it bothers people. And Jesus said, howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Jesus talking to the apostles, telling them that they would have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit who would guide them, show them the truth of the Father. And that is what a true Christian pastor is to do, is to bring you the Scripture, to bring you the truth, even when the truth bothers you or upsets you. And that's what God has called us to do. And that's why he's asked us to donate our life to being a watchman on the wall to warn you of all the dangers to you, your family, your church, your children, the future. And that's why we're on the radio. We're not here for ourselves. We're not here to get...
But Joe, for 50 years, we've been telling people what? Okay, we tell you here, abortion is murder. God's word, the Bible says, killing of the children, the shedding of innocent blood is murder. That's what God says. That's what we've been telling you. What is NBC, ABC, CBS, and all the fake news media... They tell you it's a woman's choice, right?
It's a right.
It's a woman's choice.
Yeah.
For 50 years, we've been telling you, if you love your children, get them out of the public fool system. Get them out of there if you love them. What have they been telling you? NBC, ABC, CBS. Put your kids in the public school system and, you know, give them indoctrinated into cultural Marxism. Teach them transgenderism.
Listen to us. We are from the government, and we're here to help you. Yeah.
Yep. Okay. All right. Andrea in Medina pledges 35. Thank you, Andrea. Mary from Vandal, I guess it's Vandal, pledges 100. Thank you, Mary. All right. And so, folks, we've been telling you all of these years, we've always told you we're here. That's the whole reason we're here, is to warn you about what's going on. We told you, remember in March of 2020, we told you those masks don't work. Do not take the poisonous pokes. Even when Donald Trump, because he was put in a position, Trump was, people said, why in the world would Trump do that? Because he knew he was surrounded, he was in a snake pit, that there was going to be these vaccines. He knew that the everything was set up against him. But he knew that if he kept them experimental, they could not be forced upon the people. If they were an experimental drug, constitutionally, they could not be forced upon the people. And that's why he went that way. But he never should have done that. He should have come out and just flat out told the truth. And I know he was in a snake pit, okay? But we told you from day one that those vaccines were not vaccines at all, that they were bioweapons, and they were used there. They were made to kill people.
Well, JFK went the route that you just recommended, and 7 days later, he was dead. So Trump was really thinking in terms of his longevity, I think, that if you go up against these people, they'll just simply kill you. And I guess he was trying to play both sides, but
Well, JFK tried to, he wanted to eliminate the CIA, so did Ronald Reagan, and the Department of so-called Education, okay? They wanted to eliminate it, but of course that's what happened out there. So, all right, we want to say...
You know, the CIA, there's something else we told the folks, but the truth is coming out. Margot Cleveland, the senior correspondent from the Federalist, they've got proof. Remember when the FBI and the deep state were pushing the Trump collusion with Russia? They were also pushing a investigation to a separate hoax, and it was alleging that Trump was using a rare Russian-made wireless phones in the vicinity of the White House and other locations, and this is part of the Russian collusion. And they got they sicked the CIA on the President of the United States and the Central Intelligence Agency because they bought this, the lies from Michael Sussman, who was lying to the FBI, that the CIA got involved and was working on this Trump-Russia conspiracy. And the CIA is supposed to be, what, foreign enemies only, has nothing to do with domestic problems.
They've all gone rogue,
They've
Joe.
They've all gone rogue. We told the people that even the CIA, way back when, we said they were involved too. And now the news through the Federalist, they've got proof that the CIA, it was called the Yada Phone Hoax.
Oh, absolutely. Hey, listen, Peggy from Michigan pledges 50. Vince from New Jersey pledges 100. Gary in Massachusetts pledges 200, and Joanne from New York pledges 300. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay.
We're starting to go like we need to be, but here again is just one more of those things that, Ernie, that you were up front on. You and I were telling the people right at even the CIA, the whole deep state was corrupt, and a lot of people thought we were way over the top, but... Ever since that first broke, we've been proven right. Every time a new story comes out, it just validates that we were right and the media was lying.
Well, yeah, you know, let's go back to with the Clintons. Let's go back to 1990. We were telling people about the Clinton crime cartel. We were talking about MENA, Arkansas, the drug running, everything, and we were called conspiracy. Remember the so-called mainstream media was calling us conspiracy wackos, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? Everything we said came out. It came out in books. and to this very day, I mean, there's a line of people, you know, people always talking about how many people Putin had killed. I don't think he can hold a candle to Hillary Clinton.
Oh, well, come to think of it, remember when Durham's investigation, he's been bringing a lot of Hillary's people in on the Sussman charges and investigation, and it amazes me, five of her people have all had to take the fifth, even in front of the Durham there.
Oh, yeah, I know. Listen, Joe, I got look at this here. This is something. Peggy from Michigan pledges 50, then double that, Vince from New Jersey pledges 100, then double that, Gary from Massachusetts pledges 200, and then Joan from New York pledges 300, now Ken in Missouri just pledged 400. All right, who's next? Do I hear 500? Do I hear 500? Let's keep this thing going. Give me a 500 coming up here. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673.
When we're looking at these groups like the CIA and the FBI and the rest of them, the globalists are using these subgroups to further their agenda. If you switch over to the medical fraud, you'll find out you've got subcontractors there too. The FDA, which is a front for pharmaceutical companies, the World Health Organization, which is a medical propaganda arm, they issue false health reports. That's really what they're in business for. The CDC, which is not even a government organization, it's controlled by the UN, and it's a vaccine company.
It's owned by the Big Pharma. It's owned.
Right, right. The CDC, FDA, Big Pharma, they've got members on their boards of directors or in those positions, they just kind of switch. They're just all the same people. Then, of course, you've got the controlled media, which is controlled by the Rothschilds, which are the chief globalists, in my opinion. So you have all these subgroups, and they're furthering a much larger agenda. And it's just like, you know, maybe, you know, the mafia might be in there somewhere, and they've got maybe 100 different groups, and they all work for the globalists. So it looks like maybe CIA is acting independently, but actually they're not. I think there's much more to it than that. Just like, you know, with the fake pandemic, you've got the fake news coming out. You've got the vaccine company making money off it and the FDA backing them up legally. And then you've got Big Pharma making, you know, billions.
Well, not only that, but look, you've got the Biden crime cartel working hand in hand. With the Mexican drug cartels and those that are human trafficking. They're, in other words, they're opening every door for them, that whatever it takes, you know, they're using. Now, let me ask you a question. I want you both of you guys answer this. Look, we know that there's been thousands of terrorists come into this country. We know that he's been bringing them, shipping them, a large number of these people, are young men of fighting age, okay, military service age. And they're bringing them and they're distributing all over. Now, they know that they cannot win a fair and honest election. They cannot do that. If it's a legal election, the Democrats know that they're out. So they're bringing all of these people in, and they're set there, and they're waiting for the word to do what? To start burning down cities?
Start little terrorist attacks, and then they might have to declare martial law because of all the problems to get the situation under control. And then, you know, that would lead to mail-in ballots because it's too dangerous. We have martial law. You can't go to the polls. That's just one of the scenarios that we've come up with. But I can envision a couple others. But that's the one that I'm most concerned with.
Yeah, they ship in the agent provocateurs or provocateur of these events.
Oh, yeah.
We have all over the world. That's what our CIA has done all over the world.
Right.
And so why not use it here at home? You've used it in every other country I can think of. So we use it at home now.
Alex Jones did a great job of exposing the crisis actors and Sandy Hook and various other frauds that they front. And it's just standard operating procedure. If you don't have to look very far to see the true agenda behind these so-called crises, because they've all been orchestrated. They're all pre-planned scripts. And
with the lack of faith, with the faith falling away, you have all these people that are reacting for the love of money, the root of all evil, the love of money and power, and their eyes are blinded by the truth, Scripture says, so they can't see the truth. And they don't see what they're doing to their own families, their own children, their own futures. All they can see is that lust,
right.
The lust for power and greed.
Right.
All right, Teresa in Texas pledges 100, and Jason in Atlanta pledges 100. Thank you.
Thank you, one and all, yes.
The media disinformation is so intense, it's very hard to escape it unless you unplug your TV and selectively filter what you're watching on the Internet. The former director of the CIA, William Casey, in 1981, here's a quote from him. He said, "We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false." So that's really their objective, is to just totally psychological operation to mind control people, to brainwash them into these ridiculous scenarios that any thinking person could immediately see through. But most of the American public just buys it completely because it's easy and they've lost the ability to think critically.
All right, 888-281-1110. We have right now 37 minutes left tonight. We've got to raise, I don't know what, but a lot, okay?
Still got quite a bit of money.
888-677-9673. Here comes little Lisa fluttering on in. She's going to give me an update.
All right. While you're waiting, Sol, on this program, we've talked many times. Education all through history has been used from Sparta, the original Spartan, Sparta city-states, all the way up to the United States. governments have used education to control the state, to control the children, to control the future, to mold the citizens so they'd always believe in the state, no matter what truth was presented to them, they would believe what the state told them. And this has been the purpose of education throughout the history of the world, and we've done that history several times in this program. And same thing, like our teachers' union is a social, NEA is a socialist organization, part of the Progressive Caucus. It was a supporter of the Progressive Caucus, all the socialists in our Congress. And they came right out and said the purpose of the education was the, quote, socialization of the child, never the education.
Right.
So that's been our big enemy. They've taken and made the school the heart of the community, the heart and soul. Instead of the church, they made the school.
Right.
And they run the schools.
If you're aware of what Hillary Clinton has done as far as the NEA, she did so many moves, very manipulative witchcraft-type movements to get the child away from the parents, start their schooling at like age three instead of
takes a village to raise a child, right?
Right. And so her whole idea is to replace the parents with the government. So the people are actually looking at, you know, daddy government to take care of them. And I remember in grade school, every morning before we started class, we pledged allegiance to the flag. I had no idea what they were talking about. But, you know, it's like this, who do you have your allegiance with? Is it with the God of creation, or is it with this artificial entity which has imposed itself between us and God, and it calls itself government? And they believe that they are our masters and we are their slaves, when in fact they are our slaves and we are their masters. But yet people act as if that's not true, and it's just, it's a great human tragedy.
Well, here's a quote you may not know from Hillary Clinton. I've been pushing education for 30, 40 years. I got this out of the Richmond, Virginia Dispatch. Hillary Clinton, quote, she was speaking, "We need a remaking of the American way of politics, government, and life indeed." She was a member, of course, of the National Center on Education. And then she said, "We no longer see the teaching of facts and information as the primary function of education. Building a new kind of people must be a part of education."
Right. It all has
new
to do with this, this transhuman agenda. They want to do away with the image of God, create this completely new creature that despises God of creation and worships technology, worships its master, its globalist masters, who they are totally dependent upon. And it's an issue not so much of just the physical aspect of life, but really it's the... it's the soul. It's the eternal aspect of life.
All right. We are still $4,150 short. $4,150 short, folks. And we have right now approximately 30 minutes. We have 30 minutes to get ready for this.
Give the folks a warning here, something that they can really use. The Democrats are out there going to war on the next election. The 2024, they are infiltrating. They are getting ready to deploy 5,000 or more operatives. This is from Randy DeSoto, the Western Journal. They have launched a three-year program to recruit, train candidates for local offices who are in charge of administering elections. Politico reported on the effort Monday of this week. The program will recruit 30 candidates in 35 states for everything from county probate judges in Alabama to county clerks in Kansas and election board members in Pennsylvania, all offices that handle elections, and will be on the voters' ballots between now and 2024. Head, it's called Spearheading the Effort, is Run for Something. This is the group that started right after Donald Trump won the 2016 victory. And the group is working on raising $80 million for this push, and include all these hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of staffers to support the candidates in state these different states, the battleground states. So here you have, they are hard at work. They're going after the county clerks in all these different states, judges, probate judge, anybody that has anything to do with elections, and they've raised millions so far. What does that tell you folks out there that you need to do? We need to do the same thing. We need to get involved in our local politics. We need to have good Christian people running for our county clerks, our probate judges, our election boards. You need to get into the battle. You may not like politics, but if you don't do something locally, get involved in what's happening in your cities, in your counties, in your state, the Democrats are going to be the one who man all these positions. They will then be able to, what, control the election. So this is a warning that you have to run to the battle. You have to get people in your community to run for these offices, to get involved. You may find yourself having to do something you never thought you'd do, but if you care for your country, you care about your children, your grandchildren, somebody in each of those places, those cities, those counties, and all those states is going to have to stand up and do something. I hate to be that firm, but that's what we have to do to fight back. Any disagreement?
Well, Joe in Staten Island pledges 100. Terry in New York pledges 500. And Pauline in Atlanta pledges 100. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh, one and all. We're getting there.
The globalists are all Luciferian. And I wrote a book called Seven Who Dared, and I went into great detail about how these people are actually invoking their demonic spirits to give them the power to be able to pull off this incredible coup of humanity. And one of the points I try to make is that among the Christian community, there's just little isolated cell groups. But if you had that kind of commitment where you're invoking the God of creation, of heaven and earth, then I believe that our power would be magnified many times over. I don't really see that happening. They have very powerful spiritual forces behind them. And that probably explains
what have they done? They've taught that the Christians shouldn't get their hands dirty. Oh, politics is dirty. The church should be just busy preaching the gospel, feeding the hungry, taking care of the sick, and stay out of politics. Leave that to the politicians.
Right. Well, and King David was a politician, wasn't he? King David a politician? I mean, he was the king of Israel.
Yes.
And
let's take it higher than that, all right? From Genesis to Revelation, every prophet, every priest, every preacher, every single one we find in the Bible, their faith and their politics were inseparable. They were the very same. None ensued that more than the Lord Jesus himself.
Good point. Excellent point.
There you go. Now,
what you believe is how you live your life, should be how you vote, how you, everything should come from what is the center of your faith and what God tells you to obey.
Absolutely. Joe, we have approximately 25 minutes left. And to raise, I don't know how much left we got to see, but boy, we do got to hear from you.
A plea out there. God has blessed a lot of you out there with a professional practice, ability to run a business. Maybe he's blessed you with a voice. You're an entertainer with a great voice or something to where, you know, you're paid a lot of money for your talents. He gives those talents, and usually the people that are busy running law practices or businesses or doctors, you know, dentists, you don't have a lot of time. This is a way you can use your money to lay up some crowns and treasures in heaven. We can just thank you, but God says in Scripture that when you support a ministry that's doing his work, and in this ministry, we have King's Word School of the Bible. We have a Right to Life ministry, prison ministry. Several of us have been in hospice and that kind of work. And anything that we do, God says that blesses him. If you've donated to the ministry and helped support this ministry, you get to share in every one of those blessings that happens. The lives we touch, the people that are reached through the ministry, and many people have let us know when we do the, what I call, good old-fashioned altar call at night, an invitation, that many people have come to know the Lord from this radio ministry and all the sub-ministries that are part of it. Well, trucking ministry, forgot Pastor Hell's trucking ministry. But this is a way for some of you out there to be able to lay up some crowns and treasures in heaven. So I would just say prayerfully consider.
You know, the political agenda that you pointed out is one aspect, but the other end of the spectrum is just the non-compliance agenda. Just simply say no. You know, Peter said we are to obey God rather than man, and he just kind of left it at that. And what were the powers who were established that time able to do? Absolutely nothing, because Peter and the apostles had God on their side, and he is absolutely victorious. He's invincible. And I think people need to claim that. You can do so much just by simply not cooperating with their agenda.
Kingdom authority is what we have. It's even more powerful than just saying no. We can say no to woke. We can say no to political correctness. We can say no to all this stuff. But we also have been given kingdom authority to go out there and what? Reprove and rebuke.
Correct, yeah.
We're to be salt and light. You're right, Joe. We're to be salt and light. We're to look. Well, here's what the Bible says: what the earth and the fullness thereof belong to who?
Him.
Very and good. It says when we become born again, we become what? Children of God and heirs of the kingdom, right?
Joint heirs with Jesus.
Okay, so then we're here sitting here, and we let and you know, we don't. I don't accept it, but there's so many in the church let the Antichrist people. The devil's crowd say, this is our world. There's too many of you people in our world, and we want our world pristine. We want to depopulate the planet down to 500 million people because you people are in our world, and as far as we're concerned, you're simply parasites on the back of Mother Gaia, right?
Right.
Okay, and that's the mindset of the so-called the Bill Gateses, the Anthony Faucis, the Hillary Clintons. Okay. Now here. Venom factories. World Economic Forum celebrates new technology to synthesize snake venom peptides. We talked about this before, using RNA advances for rapid venom drug development and deployment. We talked about this. The snake venom, this is in the poisonous pokes. Now, here, White House pushing global vaccine summit.
Right.
A global vaccine summit to vaccinate the entire world. And that's going to happen on May 12th. The White House is planning to hold a second global Wuhan coronavirus vaccine summit. And on the agenda, plans to bring solutions to vaccinate the entire world, everyone, everywhere in the world.
I wish they'd talk that way, but we'd like to evangelize everyone everywhere, but no, we want to get rid of everyone everywhere.
Messenger RNA vaccine is doing is it's coding for these various lethal diseases, these vectors, these viruses, and so forth. So your body is actually producing them once the genetic code has been altered. Through the vaccine. There's a school of thought that I've noticed here recently. People are talking about, oh, there's no such things as vaccines. You're actually producing it in your body because you're in a state of imbalance. Well, I think that could be propaganda, disinformation. I think what's going on, so they're using humans who've been vaccinated as actually factories. They're generating these types of transmissible diseases just by, you know, breathing, essentially. This is a very well-known concept. They've reprogrammed human genetics, the messenger RNA, the DNA, it's actually producing these diseases in their bodies, and they're carriers for it. I think that's something that seems to be very prevalent as far as the theory that there is no such thing as a virus, and it's just your own body producing them. So it's a spinoff from that, but I'm kind of noticing that here recently because I've heard it several times.
Here you've got the Wuhan collaborator Peter Daszak demanding $1 trillion to fund pandemic prevention efforts. Here, Echo Health Alliance President Peter Daszak, boy, I'm going to tell you, you know, it's an unbelievable, Biden will probably give it to him, right? Who used research grants administered by Anthony Fauci to collaborate with the Wuhan Institute of Virology, has demanded that President Joe Biden invest $1 trillion into a pandemic prevention at the cost of American taxpayer. All you got to do is print out money, right? That's what they do. They
just keep printing it, yeah.
They just keep printing it, right?
The inflation just goes higher, that's all. But, you know, when you were talking about this calling on the world to vaccinate, there was a line in there. The hosts of this Vaccinate the World Summit are calling on world leaders. Listen to who they're talking to. World leaders, members of civil society, non-governmental organizations, philanthropists, private sector, to make new commitments to bring solutions to vaccinate the world and build better health security for everyone everywhere. I just love the people that write these words. They have no idea what they're doing, saying, but they make these sentences that sound so good, but it's so full of, out here we call it Bravo Sierra on the farm.
Joe, here you go. This is from the Daily Exposé out of Australia, and it says here, record-breaking wave of COVID-19 across Australia sees deaths 1,700% higher than the start of the pandemic. Now listen to this. The fully vaccinated account for 4 out of every 5 deaths. Fully vaccinated account for 4 out of every 5 deaths. Now, you're not going to hear any of this stuff, folks, on your fake news media. They do whatever they're told to get out. They say this, you know, and they will go with their what they call their narrative. But whatever that lie is, I truly believe that that the news media, say New York City or even Cleveland, if they were told by the authorities to be, look, you know, New York's going to be nuked. We're gonna nuke it ourselves, but and that's going to be tomorrow. You've got tonight to get your family, but don't tell anybody else. Just your immediate family. Don't tell any of your neighbors, any of your friends. We're going to nuke New York. Get out, and they would do it. I believe they would do it. They're so used to lying. I mean, they're so used to doing whatever, telling whatever the lie is, the narrative is.
Well, if you're willing to kill, shed innocent blood, and murder innocent children in the womb, if you're willing to, you know, sexualize little children and turn them into prey for perverts, and you know, if you're willing to just say anything to make money, yeah, why not? Once you cross those lines, what, you know, there aren't any other barriers you have to worry about. You've already sold your soul.
Yeah. All righty, very good. AstraZeneca source recording from 2020 shows CEO Pascal Soriot saying millions of immunocompromised people can't be vaccinated. Antibody treatment has enormous potential. Well, there you go. What do you think of that? Okay. Project Veritas has obtained a December 2020 company-wide Zoom call during which AstraZeneca CEO Pascal Soriot discusses complications with the COVID vaccines that contradict guidance from the health officials on the matter, of such as the World Health Organization. Soriot says, like, if you have an immune disease, lupus, or some other immune condition, you cannot, or multiple sclerosis, you cannot be vaccinated. So there are millions of people in the world that need a protection that cannot be coming from a vaccine. Okay, well, these are not vaccines. They are not vaccines. And so, I mean, it's an amazing thing. Okay, Louis from New York pledges $10. Rosetta from Rosetta and Hugh, I see, from Michigan pledge $150. Thank you.
You got to remember, folks, he's trying to read chicken scratches from some of the people that are taking the phone.
Well, and he's doing pretty good tonight. Okay,
you ready? He's doing better, huh?
Lisa? Yeah. And so here, we have approximately 16 minutes left. We have 16 minutes left, and we have a lot to raise yet tonight. So, folks, we got to hear from you. 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110. 888-677-9673. People ask me, what do you do, Pastor, if you don't make your goal? Well, we will continue like we've done for all of these years. We will fight with everything we have to get the word out. And You know, if we can stay on the stations, and we've been blessed by the good Lord to be able to, it's been very, very close, we'll do it. But if we can't, we can't. But the whole point of it is...
We're just eliminating the stations that are the least self-supporting, and those are the ones that we will have to start dropping, and we drop stations until we get to the ones that we can pay the bills and stay on the air with.
All right. James in Illinois pledges 100. Anonymous in California pledges 25. 888-281-1110.
We haven't heard from our Canadian listeners. I don't think we've had a Canadian this...
No, we haven't tonight, but we're going to go to a quick break. And, folks, this is a perfect time to call. Perfect time to call at 888-281-1110. And right now, let me see, we just got an update here. So right now, we still need $4,200. $4,200 is what we need right now. So.
Now here's a song for all of you liberals who believe your ways are best, who don't mind overcrowding this nation with a swarm of foreign immigrants, who don't care about the population, who don't care if it's fouling our nest. When are you ever gonna read the writing upon the wall? We got crime overtaking our cities. We got gangs taking over our streets. We keep handing out more and more welfare, though it never seems to meet their needs. What kind of culture are we cultivating? One where you never have to pull any weeds. If we don't stop this immigration, this great nation's gonna fall. Let's get a grip on immigration in these great United States. It's high time that we limit their numbers. It's high time that we close up that gate. Now can't you see how we are rapidly becoming another third world fascist state? Let's get a grip on immigration in these great United States. How can we ever come to any solution when all we ever do is debate? We've got to get a tighter grip on our borders. We've got to seriously legislate. And quit trying to fan the flame that I'm a racist. And quit trying to fabricate that I hate. And get a grip on immigration. Now you know it's not too late. Let's get a grip on immigration in these great United States. It's high time that we limit their numbers. It's high time we start closing that gate. And quit trying to fan the flame that I'm a racist. And quit trying to fabricate that I hate. And get a grip on immigration in these great United States. Let's get a grip on. It's high time that we limit their numbers. It's high time that we close up that gate. Can't you see how we are rapidly becoming another third world fascist police state? Let's get a grip on immigration in these great United States. And quit trying to fan the flame that I'm a racist. And quit trying to fabricate that I hate. And get a grip on the immigration in these great United States.
All right, we are back. folks. And the number is 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. So go ahead and just tell them a little bit more about that vaccine.
Now, the vaccine is a misnomer. The word vaccine does not apply to what they're injecting people with. It's actually a military bioweapon. And what they did is they designed it to create dependency for more vaccines. In other words, after you've received the first vaccine, it will diminish your immune system by 25%. The second shot will reduce it another 50%, so you're at 25% of the capability of your immune system. And once you get the first booster, you no longer have an immune system, and you essentially have AIDS. So vaccine dependency, now you're dependent upon future vaccines just to keep alive. What they did is they created a bioweapon that is it's called a binary weapon. And when they get another vaccine after the first or second, it's actually acting as a trigger to activate the initial components to actually make it do what it's supposed to do. In the case of the self-assembling operating system, it's injecting more components. And, of course, you're becoming more and more ill, more sick. Your body's getting weaker and weaker as time goes on. And eventually, of course, you succumb to the vaccine components themselves. And they refer to it as their messenger RNA as a way to perfect human beings. Okay, they call it the software of life. So it's a totally fabricated synthetic takeover of human immunity. And very few people will survive it, but the ones who do are going to be essentially willless automaton robots. The graphene oxide, what it does is it coats every cell in your body, and you've got about 20 trillion of them. And when it's injected into your system, in your blood system, it goes in as a neutral charge. And there's a trigger that will change it to positive. It could be a 5G impulse. It could be another vaccine. But when it goes to positive, it annihilates everything it comes in contact with. So there will likely be a massive kill-off of, millions, if not billions of people at some point in the future, and it will not be directly relatable to the vaccine itself. They'll come up with a cover story to say there's some of the reason why so many people suddenly died.
All right, very good. Folks, got to tell you this very quick. Ron Hood and Candace Keller, Ron is running for governor of Ohio. I've known Ron. He's a great guy. He's a staunch, it was a really good state rep, and Candace Keller, her too. They're going to be tomorrow, Thursday, April 21st, at 12 noon at the Trinity Gospel Temple at 1612 Tuscarora Street in West Canton. And again, they're going to be talking about their platform and how to engage politically in a spiritual warfare, because this is a spiritual warfare, no doubt about it. Okay.
Hey, Saul, when you were talking about the vaccine, a story that just came out on the internet here, a Spanish woman who was a healthcare worker and vaccinated and boosted, the headlines, you can get reinfected within just 20 days. This worker battled Delta and Omicron within 3 weeks of each other. And they're finding that she's 31 years old, a nurse, and she's been identified as having the shortest reinfection gap in the pandemic. But fully jabbed people, even the boosted, you can no longer assume that you're protected against reinfection. And this comes from the institute there in Spain, the Cato de la Salta Institute, and warning people that even with all the shots and boosters and everything, you're going to get sick.
Right. They actually admitted that after you've gotten the first, second, and the booster, if you don't get like the fourth one, they'll consider you to be unvaccinated. In other words, you went through all that for nothing. And they just keep upping the ante. They're pathological, habitual, compulsive liars, and that's how they are able to induce people to continue with this fraud of, you know, basically suiciding themselves in the sake of public health.
Well, you know, what they were doing is they were saying that the vaccines take 15 days to take hold, so that all of these people, many of these people that got the vaccine and died of blood clots within a week or so, they say they were unvaccinated, even though they had died from the poisonous poke or the bioweapon.
So it's a virus death. They count the death as a, you know, COVID-19 death, not a vaccine death, which it really is. So right.
Mike in California pledges 100. Patricia in New Jersey pledges 25. We're running out of time. We now have 5 minutes. 5 minutes left is all we have. And we still have a lot of money to raise yet tonight. Here comes little Lisa in with the amount that we got to raise yet, folks. This is not looking good. It's not looking good. Okay. All right. Right now we need to raise $2,790. $2,790. We've got 5 minutes to do that.
We need some soul out there to volunteer to donate about $3,000, and we're covered.
Yesterday we got some thousands in the last minutes. We need some. Yeah, all we need is three people to donate $1,000, and we're covered, right?
We're covered.
So,
and there's people out there who the Lord has blessed that can do that, and we would just ask them to prayerfully consider and lay up some crowns and treasures in heaven. It's not going to go to Pastor Ernie. It's not going to go to me or any. But we're all volunteers. The money will pay the airtime radio bills. Is what it does. Radio is free when you have all kinds of advertisers and sponsors, and we have put it in the hands of our listeners to partner with us, and we do the work, and your donations pay the bills, and that's what makes this ministry roll.
We have 4 minutes left, folks, 4 minutes left. We really do need to hear from you. 888-281-1110. Go ahead, Joe, quick.
I'll give that the number. Just the question was, do you know which country has a virtual airline of drones that are surveilling the United States?
Yeah, I do. It's the United States.
Mm-hmm. No. Well, the drug cartels in Mexico, they have completed more than 9,000 drone flights in the past year into U.S. airspace, more than we actually use inside the country. And the drones are observing all the federal, state, and county, city agencies near the border that, you know, monitoring the Border Patrol, the Department of Public Safety, the Texas Guard, the county sheriffs, the police. And this is how they're controlling things. They control the border with the cartels. Now they control the airspace. They know where all the agents are. They know where everything is happening. And this is how they're able to sneak all these terrorists through, how they're able to get all the gangbangers through, how they're able to get all the drugs through, because they have eyes in the skies, and we haven't been able to.
And the Biden crime cartel is working hand and foot. Remember El Chapo a few years ago, about 2 years back or more, there was one of his, we played a clip of one of his, El Chapo's number two guy, and he was saying how he had donated over $1 million to Nancy Pelosi's campaign, they had to pay for it.
Yeah,
you know, all these things.
Play.
Yeah, and so
it was a business expense.
Yep, Mike and Maria pledge from New York pledge 150. Thank you, Mike and Maria. We're down to about 2 minutes left, and then we need to go into. And folks, we really need to hear from you. I got to just say this here: Border Town, USA, migrants busted in Michigan. You're talking about that with the Mexican cartel, 20,000, listen, Joe, 20,000 fentanyl pills, 20,000 fentanyl pills. Do you know what 20,000 fentanyl pills would do? It will kill 20,000 people.
I think some people are killed more than that because there's some side effects. Some of those drugs are so powerful that somebody touching can also die from it. So it's even worse than that.
Praise the good Lord. Andrea from Illinois pledges 1,000. Thank you, Andrea. That helps us a lot. That helps us a lot.
I was just looking at Scripture and where the good Lord said basically to give as ye are able. And in 2 Corinthians it says, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly. He which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he has purpose in his heart, so let him give. We give as we are able, and that's something that's hard. Sometimes the more we have, the harder it is to give.
You know, Joe, we're going to go to, we're going to get to the, give the invitation here. And you've got about how many minutes to do that?
3.5.
You've got 3.5 minutes to do that. And so, folks, while he's doing that, there's still time to call. While Joe's giving the invitation, there's time to call. We still need to hear from you. We're still way short for what we need. But $2,000 donation will take us over. Well, go ahead, Joe. You've got about 3 minutes now.
Well, first thing I want to remind people is Christianity is not one of the world's religions. Somebody will say, what? It's the greatest religion in the world. No, you see, true Christianity is a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. When you become born again, you become a son or a daughter of the living God. You become a joint heir with Jesus in everlasting salvation. You become a child, literally a child of the kingdom of God. And you are no longer of this earth. Your home is in heaven. And so the only important real thing in this world is whether or not you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And you're going, how do I have that? How do I do that? Well, Jesus made it very simple. He, realizing the Father's law, that the wages of sin are death, the Father made him the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world, sent Jesus Christ to be that Lamb of God, sent him to die on a cross to pay that price, the wages of sin is death. And when he went to the cross, he took the sins of those who would believe on him, who would accept him. He took their sins and died in your place, my place, Pastor Ernie's place, paid the price for us. There was a catch. We have to repent of the sins that put Jesus there on the cross. From a repentant heart, a sorrowful heart, we have to call upon the Father. Remember, we pray to the Father in the name of Jesus. We call upon the Father. We ask that our sins be forgiven and that we wish Jesus Christ to become Lord of our life, all of our life. This is how we have that personal relationship. We have Christ to come in and be Lord of our life. And we ask him to give us that down payment, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, that he's promised to give all of those who become born-again believers. That's our baptism. We get the indwelling of the Holy Spirit of God. So we ask Jesus to be this Lord of our life without any reservation. Ask him and ask for forgiveness. And when we do this from the heart, not just words that we mumble and say, the Lord will hear, he will answer, he will forgive us, he will give us that indwelling, and we become that born-again believer, that new creation, that new creature, and we become that child of God, and we now have that personal relationship with Jesus because we have his indwelling in us. Jesus said, I am in the Father in me, and I am in you. That is as close as you can get.
And that's the smartest thing and the most important thing anyone could ever do. Right. And because the one thing in this world that is very real is God's word. And we're out of time for tonight. So until tomorrow, good night. God bless. And remember, always, always, let's do it.
Keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.